Simikuf Tadi Beis, and a little bit the sugya of Shloisha She'ochlu Ka'achas and Rishon Nechalik. Mirt Hashem, next week, Beis Hashem Chaburo will hopefully be on Kuf Tadi Gimel, Kuf Tadi Dalet, and Kuf Tadi Hei. Please prepare accordingly. The Mechaber says, Kuf Tadi Beis Sif Aleph. Hoyu Mesuvin Shloisha Chayav Mezimun. Shem Recha Mehem Nevarach Shachal Mishaloi Yivinu Nevarach Mehem Nevarach Shachal Mishaloi Yivinu. Says the Mechaber that Bircha Zimun starts with Nevar Shachal Mishaloi. That which we say, Rabbi Stein of Areich or Rabbi Yisrael Revel Invention, is a Hagdoma to Zimun, but it's not a Chiluk of the Zimun itself. The Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Zohar that every Kol davar shebekdusha tarech hazmana bepeh uiver lasiyasei. Kidei lahamshech hakedusha. Before any davar shebekdusha, you have to be mamshech lekedusha ayidei adibur bepeh. Therefore we say, Rabbi Yisrael Revel mentioned, the Kav HaChaim brings down that the Sfardim say, havlan v'nivrach lemalka ila kadisha. That's what the Sfardim say, which is really the lashon of the Gemara, havlan v'nivrach. Now, it's a little bit shver, the lashon of havlon. Havlon generally we understand it to mean havlon means to give. Hav means to give. Havlon v'nivrich means give me the kois and we'll bench. Now, if you're not benching with the kois, there's a pastor say havlon v'nivrich. There's a svar that always bench by three with the kois. The truth is that look at the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan says that hav lav dafka does mean give. Hav in Aramaic means give. But in lashon akkadish we find hova nischak mala. Hova. Near the Shem Nivla Shem Svasim. Hava is the Lashon of Hazmana. You can say that Havlam Venivrich means we should be Mazmin ourselves to bench, according to that. Then you can say it at any point. Now, it's just a little bit interesting this Yisrael that you're supposed to say Rabbi Yisrael Ravam benching before Zimun, because the whole Indian of Zimun, the Meiri says, Zimun is Kilashenoi, a Lashon of Hazmana. Be Mazmin, the Oilam, to bench. So you're being mazmin, you're doing hazmana to hazmana? What's the meaning of being mazmin to hazmana? The zimun itself is hazmana. But I guess you'd say the zimun itself is a mitzvah. So even though it's working as hazmana, there's an inin to be mazmin in as well. Now it's interesting that the Mishnah Berurah does not bring down that there's any inin to say, hinani mukhun mazumun lakayim to say, shabrichas amazin, in the case where you're not having, we're not benching. If you're telling me every davar shebekdusha needs hazmana, so lachar before you bench, then if you don't have a zimun, then you should say some sort of Harini Mukhan Mazumin. Mishnah Berurah, as far as I know, does not bring that down. We know, in general, there's a big shayla when you get to the Lashem Yichud, whether or not you're supposed to say the Lashem Yichud beforehand. There's a tshuva from the Nedvi Huda, Maradura, Tinyano, in Yerodea, Ois Sadi, Simon Sadi Yimel, where he says, Chadoshim Yikarvo, that we say Lashem Yichud, the early generations never said it, and everything worked out just fine without it, and there's no reason to say it for Chlal. He says that the bracha before a mitzvah, that is the Shem Yichud, that's the hazmana for the mitzvah. He says, in a mitzvah that doesn't have a bracha, he says that I'm noyik to say, Hareini Yisadavar Zalakai Mitzvah's Bari, which is Hareini Mukhan Mazum Lakai Mitzvah. Now, do you say the Shem Yichud of Kudsha Brichu and Yud Behe and the whole thing together? That's ready, that's a nidun. We know the Ber Maim Chaim was Chalik Tkifus on the Nedvi Huda, that you should say it. They bring it back in the back of the new Nedvi Huda's. In the back, they have his whole tshuva back to Nedvi Huda about saying it. The Nedvi Huda tanya that kachim are stamen l'shmoim heinimdin. So certainly mitzvahs are l'shmoim heinimdin. You bet me you don't have to say. You don't have to say that you're doing it l'shem yuchad. And he tanya's back on that. Ayin shom. L'maisa, the Mishnah Berurah does bring down in Hechel Shabbos. He says something interesting in Siman Reish Nun. He says toiv sheyomer al kol davar shekoina. Zeu lechvayit Shabbos, ki adibur hu poel harbi b'kedusha. The Maaseh, the Mishnah Berurah does say, even when you're buying things in the store, lechavet Shabbos, the person say, I'm buying this lechavet Shabbos. You go to the store, I'm buying this lechavet Shabbos. Anything that you're doing, you're preparing the lech, lechavet Shabbos, because it's mamshich, it's poel harbi b'kedusha, says the Mishnah Berurah. So exactly the lashon l'shem yuchud not, but the Maaseh, there is an Indian to be mazmin beforehand, hareini muchun umuzum lekayim mitzvah saseh. Somebody told me here that when he was in cheder, that's how they taught him to bench. They start with Arini Mukhun Mizuman. They did not teach me that when I was in Cheder. But that Lechuro is in Echanami, whether you say that, I just got into during Tzvirat Aimer, there was a Chesidisha a Yugaman that was having it out with me, whether or not you say the Havreni Muchan Mezuman. So you say it without the Mishim Yichud, and say it without the Mitzvah Saseh, because Pasha told that it's Mitzvah Darabon, and leave out the Pasuk, and so we basically knock down half of the Havreni Muchan Mezuman. And in a Hanami, there is the Chorro, such an Eni to say it, I'll feed it Zera Kodesh. Now it's also Meduik in the Mechaber that you do not say Baruch Hu Shemai. Who chayz the Rabbi Baruch Shachanu Shlev Torichin? You know Baruch Adah Hashem Lekinem Alaf Olam. It's coming Lafuki Lecharal that there is no Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai that's mentioned in between. The Maaseh Mishnah Brewer brings down Yesh Poiskim Kosvu Loimer Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai V'chein Aminik, and then he says that you shouldn't say it B'yachid even B'shleisha. Only the Mavar says it. Like I like to say, if I had one question that I could ask the Chavetz Chaim. 30 seconds to speak to the Chavetz Chaim, and I had one question that I could ask him. I think the question that I asked the Chavetz Chaim is, when you quote an Acharon, are you quoting the Acharon and saying this is what the Acharon says, but if things changed 200 years later, then in the Chanami the Halacha changes as well? Or the fact that I'm quoting the Acharon means to say that this is how it is even Mizmanenu. For example, one of the examples, this is all over the Mishnah Berurah. One example is right here. He quotes the Lashon of the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham says, Yesh Poiskim Kosvu Loimer Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai V'chein Aminik. That's the Magen Avraham says. Now, the Chofetz Chaim lived in Radin. The Aruch HaShulchan writes, B'negiat Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai, he says, L'chor there's no Makar, like the Dak HaMoshe says, no Makar in the Rishonim, in the Gemara, B'chlal. And he says, his Lashon is, Yoyser Nochan Shloi La'omrei V'chein Hu Aminik HaPoshet B'din Reisenu V'chein Yer M'rev HaPoiskim. So the minig of Pashit in Vardik was that they didn't say it. The minig of Pashit in Radin was that they did say it, and that was the could be that it was. Or as Mishnah Berurah is telling you, that was the minig then, and that's what the Achronim write. The Maaseh, the minig bizmanenu. You have to know what the minig is bizmanenu. I think Kimdumani, the minig bizmanenu is like the Maaseh, like the Aruch HaShulchan says that Rav do not say it. Amad Abaris, most people do not say it, even when you're benching with 3 and even benching with 10. That the Mavarach does not say it. I'm not going to say that there's no one that says it. But I think that the Rav Rubam of Mevarachim Mizamnim do not say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai, like the Aruch HaShulchan says, which is the Stima HaShulchan Aruch. If you said, what's that? The Maril brings it down. That the what Shemakol brings down. That brings down the theory. Yeah, but there's no. That was the Dak HaMoshe's Taina. That L'chor we don't find it. Not in the Rif, and not in the Rambam, and not in the Rush, and not in. It's not in the Gemara. So where did it come from? Can I get all the Rishonim? It's always a question if somebody is mechadesh or something that's not found in the Kadmonim. That's always a question. We know that the halacha is kibatzer because he saw everything that the Rishonim said and he was kaveh. But to be mechadesh something that the Rishonim chadoshim yikar bo shelo yishir al mavoisam is like that was the time of the Noid Vihud on the Lashem Yuchud. That was lecher. That's Sif Aleph. Sif Beis. This is something which is not so uncommon that you just don't not make them leave to exactly how many people are there. There's really 10 people there, and he said without elikenu. As a matter of fact, something interesting, a lot of people are simply not paying attention. Yesterday during the Tainus, during Shachris, Chazar Sashat, I have to say I was one of the people there in the minyan, but no one realized that the Chazan did not say aninu during Shachris. Until it got up to, except for the Gabbai at some point realized it, and right by Shmakalenu quickly came over to him and says, say Shmakalenu right now, say Anenu right now in Shmakalenu, which is what he did. What happened to all the 45 people that were in the minyan that were in the minyan? Not always are you tafis whether or not the person says it, didn't say it. So the Maisa could very well be that he didn't say Lekenu, and everybody else also didn't say Lekenu. Then the shaila is, then the mezamin is teifis that, whoops, I didn't say elekenu. What does he do in that case? They didn't say elekenu. What do? It says, Kostum Magan Avram, sorry, V'yeved yotzu b'zimer b'lo yishem, v'myochol mezamin l'achzer achakach v'lem yibarach elekenu. What does the mezamin do afterwards? The people that answered, they said Baruch Shachanu Mishloach Berachinu without Elokeinu. Then the Mizamin realizes, whoops, there's 10 people here. Can he go ahead and say Baruch Elokeinu Shachanu Mishloach? He says Yesh Deis Ben Achreinim, I'm Shari Tshuva. He says L'kuli Al Memhei Mamar B'Shem Yochlu Gam Lasalem Baruch Elokeinu. After the Baruch Amar B'Lei Shem. For sure, if they answered him, he said without the Shem. and they answered him with the shame, he could also say with the shame. The question is, when he said without the shame, and they answered him without the shame, then what do you do? Could he go ahead and could the mezamen go ahead and say the second time around, Baruch Elokeinu Shechanu Mishaloi, Yesh Deyaz Ben Achreinu? Now, according to the klal that he says in Kuf Tzadi Gimel, if they don't saw it yet, even if they didn't see it, says in Simon Kuf Tzadi Gimel Sif Chav Zayin, that anytime they have a suffix, when you get to Chavav, anytime they have a suffix, when you get to Zimun, if it's 3, they can be mezamen mi suffix. If it's 10, you should be mezamen, you shouldn't say the Shem Hashem, because it's the Shiloh of Lo Yisisa. So if you have a suffix over here in the Mishnah Berurah Namachriya, and you could be Yaitse without saying the Shem Hashem, then Lachur in this case, according to the Klal of Mishnah Berurah, he should not, Lamaisa the Mezamin should not go ahead and say Baruch Elokeinu if he didn't say it the first time and they didn't answer back Elokeinu, then he should also not say Elokeinu right before he starts benching. Let's say some did and some didn't. That's the shaila I saw in the Paiskim. What happens? Do you go bust a roi? What are you doing in the case that some people did and some people didn't? Now, the chur recall comment that some people did, I would think that already, let's say one person didn't. He didn't realize that it was supposed to be. So now with Nikva Katim, one person did, then you could clear. But the chur recall comment that there are already people that are answering back, then you want to be clearly yourself together with the people that answered, and they answered the right. Then I would have thought that Lachar you could answer back at the Kain. For sure, in this case, you could answer back. If we see that even when they didn't, certainly in the case where some people did. That is Kuf Tzadi Beis. I hope Darlam is advised during Kuf Tzadi Gimel, but I understand that not everybody finished. Mirz Hashem, next week, Kuf Tzadi Gimel through Kuf Tzadi Hei. A little bit on the Sugya. Just a few Nikudais to clarify a few of the points here. The Gemara, the Mishnah says, you already said that at the beginning. That if you have 3 people that eat together, Chavin Lazamin, what does it mean between Chavin Lazamin and Ein Rishayin Lechalik? Hoko Mash Malon, Kiyodom, Reb Abba, Reb Shmuel, Gimel Shiyosh, Lechol Ka'achas, Vadain Le'ochlu, Ein Rishayin Lechalik. We have a chiddush here. It says in the Mishnah, Shloish Shachol Ka'achas. Comes along the Gemara and says it's Lav Dafka. When it says Shleisha She'achol Ka'achas, Lav Dafka that they sat down to eat actually. They sat down to eat, but they didn't actually eat. Even so, they're Rechuiv in Zimun. The question is, what does that mean? They didn't eat together. What's the Chiv Zimun? They sat down to eat, but at the end of the day, they didn't eat together. Or they haven't started yet. What's Machayiv them in Zimun that ain't Rishayin Lechalik? So Rishayin bring down Rabboni Tzarfas that say, no, they already made Hamaitzi. They made Hamaitzi and they started eating. They just didn't eat a Kazayas yet. And since they already made Hamaitzi and started eating, so therefore there is something which is Machaber them, even though they haven't eaten a Kazayas. Then all the Rishayin were busy, Rabbeinu Yoina, we saw, is busy trying to figure out how does that stem with the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says either Gemurah's Das in itself is enough without eating, or you have to eat the Lady Kazayas. Here we see something in between. You had more than Gemurah's Das. You actually started eating, you didn't eat a Kazayas, and that's what's Mitzarif you. Comes along Rabbeinu Yoina and he says a different shot. Says Rabbeinu Yoina something fascinating. He says that the Inachanami, the Gemurah's Das, the very fact that they sat down to eat together, even though they didn't start eating, that's machayev them. And he quoted Lashem, Kivan shekiblu aleim, kivan shegomru b'daitan lechol b'yachad u'varach b'yachad, since they decided to sit down together and eat and bench together, nimsa shekvar gomru b'daitan lasis mitzvah zimun. They already decided in their mind that they're doing mitzvah zimun. V'kivan shekiblu aleim lasis mitzvah, yeshlem l'kaimo. Once you're mekavlan yourself to do a mitzvah, you gotta be mekayimit. They're makabon themselves. Sitting down to eat together with another 2 people, that's the Kabbalah that you're going to eat with them and bench with them, and therefore you're mechayev to do it. So we ask, what's mechayev them? What's mechayev them in Zimun? The chur, they didn't eat together. We know that the whole din in Zimun is that when you eat together, it's mechayev you to bench together. Here we have that they sat down, they didn't start eating, and even though they're mechayev in Zimun, what's machayev them? Says Rabbeinu Yain, what's machayev them is their Kabbalah. Their Makabal, the very fact that they sat down to eat together with another few people, it's a Kabbalah to be Makayim a mitzvah, and they have to be Makayim the mitzvah. It's a Kabbalah to be Makayim the mitzvah. The Shaila is, what does it have to do with Hilchos Zimun? It sounds like a din in Nidrei mitzvah. When you're Makabal yourself to do a mitzvah, you have to do a mitzvah. We know when you get to tzedakah, and Eshel Lechen Shumaskim, it's by Chumah, when you get to tzedakah, it says, even when you just think about it, you already have to be Makayim it. There's such a din. That's what it is. That's what this mission has come to Mechadish. It's a din of nidrei mitzvah. If you do this, it's really any mitzvah. We happen to be that the Mishnah decided to tell you the din of nidrei mitzvah ben hageah to zimun. Really, could have this should have been in a darm. Or no, this is the according to Rabbeinu Yehuda, it sounds like this din has nothing to do with zimun per se. Zimun is tali in achila. Here they were makabel on themselves to do a mitzvah, so therefore they have to do it. What does that have to do with zimun? To try to answer that, we marked him another nekuda. The last Gemara says, "Amar Rava Teisva," right before the Mishnah. Hani gimel dekarchi rift b'had yadodi v'kodem achad minayim ubaruch l'dayte inu nafkin bezimun didei iru l'nafik bezimun ditu fishin zimun mafreya. What was the story? This is not so uncommon. Also, three people sit down to eat together, and one person forgot that they have a zimun. They usually don't have a zimun. One person forgot they have a zimun, and he benched. Aye, farfal. We lost zimun. Says Rava Teisva, no, you didn't lose zimun. If only one person benched, he could still be mezamen together with them. Just as one catch. He's not yetze, they're yetze. They, the two that are left, that didn't bench yet, could be yetze with him. They would be yetze with the zimun. But the third that already benched, farfal. Hivitaka lost it. Ein zimun lemafreya. Zimun has to come before benching, not after benching. If you already benched, then you already missed your ability to do zimun. The question is, if you missed your ability to do zimun, so how could you be mezamen for somebody else? What's this dichotomy that for you it doesn't work, but for somebody else it does work? If you're able to be mezamen, it should work for you. If you're not able to be mezamen, so why does it work for somebody else? How does it work that you're not mitzaref to them? You're not yetze zimun, but even so you can be mitzaref. So the truth is that the Torah, they say, loigara, they say, they're masber this halacha. How does it work if you benched already that you could be yetze zimun? Loigara me oichol yarek. It's not worse than somebody that's oichol yarek. We know that somebody that's oichol yarek doesn't bench. He says brain of fashes maybe. He can't be yetze with birchas hamazon. Nevertheless, he can be mitzaref to two other people to be mezamen. The question is, what does that mean? Is he also not yetze birchas? We know that the Prima Gondim says that oichol yarek is not mechuyif to be mezamen. If two people ate bread and the third person ate yarek, he's not mechuyif to be mezamen. It's a rishus for him. He's not. He doesn't have to bench even. How could it be that he's mechuyev, says the Prima Gondim? Mila, it's a rishus. If you want to be mitzaref, if not, not. If he doesn't bench, does that mean that he's not yoytze the din zimun? This nice guy who ate a yarek and he's mitzaref to other two people, he gets a mitzvah zimun or not? The Rush says that somebody that benched already, he's not yoytze zimun, but he helps the other two people do zimun. Dloigora me oichol yarek. What's with the oichol yarek? Is the oichol yarek yoytze mitzvah or not? Actually, I did not find anybody that discusses this, whether or not the Oichel Yerek Taki is Makai in the midst of Zimun, or he just enables the other two people to be Mezamin. But L'chur, the Mashmois would be, according to this, that if you don't bench, then you can't be Yetzid in Zimun. Zimun is Agdama to benching, Kokama that you're not benching, then you're not Yetzid Zimun. The problem is that we know that's not the case. The Gemara says that if two people want to bench, and one person is still in the middle of eating, the halacha is that the one person has to stop for the two people. Now this one person that stops for the two people, he's not benching now, he's continuing his suda. Is he yoytze when he's mezamen? Is he yoytze din zimun? The halacha is vada, he is yoytze zimun. We saw in Rabbeinu Yehuda, it's also mavura in the Torah and the Rush. They say that from the Ravid, that if he doesn't want to be mezamen with them, then they can be mezamen bal korchi. And they could say, Rabbi, nevar shachanu mishalai, even if he doesn't answer. He says he's not going to be yetze zimun in that case because he didn't answer. But they could be mezamen even without him answering. Now it's mavur dafka because he didn't answer. That's why he's not yetze zimun. If he would answer, he is yetze zimun even though he's not benching now. So we see that you don't have to bench now, even though he's going to bench later on. The chayr doesn't make a difference. Right now he's not benching. We see that to be yetze zimun, it's not totally in hazmana to benching right now that you're going to bench right now. You could be yetze zimun even in a case where you're not benching right now. Now there's a difference. In the case of the guy that he benched already, or the guy that's oichol yarek, he's never going to bench. He's not going to bench even after in a half an hour from now. But l'chora, if you understand that somebody, to be mitzaref to zimun, you have to be benching, then l'chora, the guy that's not benching now, also shouldn't be able to be mitzaref to zimun. The fact that he's benching in half an hour, l'chora, shouldn't help anything. If we see that that's not the case, we see that even if you're not benching, nevertheless, you could be yoytze the chayv azimun. The question is, why is it? We're back really to our question. Why is it that this person that was kadu ubirich he benched first, he can't be Yotzi Zimun by himself, but he nevertheless he can be mitzarf to somebody else to be Yotzi Zimun. We saw that the Rishonim say, is Loigar from Eichel Yarek. What's the dimit to Eichel Yarek? Eichel Yarek is also not Yotzi Zimun, because he can't bench. L'chor Eichel Yarek Pashas is Yotzi Zimun. The fact that he's not benching is not going to stare anything. So the truth is that the dimin really to Eichel Yarek is taka a little bit shver. Eichel Yarek, is it pashut that you could be mitzarif and Eichel Yarek to two people? We saw on Tesis, Mem Chesam Aleph, Sarmi Kuti says that you can't be mitzarif or Eichel Yarek to two people. It's not so pashut that Eichel Yarek could be mezamin. As opposed to this Gemara, Rav Tesfos says that if one person benches, then he could be mitzarif to the other two people. That's not a point of contention, Michal. Everybody agrees that way. So what did the Rishonim mean when they said that a person that gets up and he benches first before waiting for Zimun, that he's loy gora from Eichel Yarek, that could be mezamin? On Eichel Yarek, it's not so pashut that Eichel Yarek could be mezamin. On Eichel Yarek with another two people, it's not so simple that he could be mezamin. It's machlokes Rishonim. Sarmakusi says he can't be mezamin. As opposed to this case in the Gemara, is lekuli amo. For sure he could be mezamin. It certainly doesn't have the same din as an Eichel Yarek. What did he mean? What did the Rishonim mean that it's like an Eichel Yarek? So l'chor, what he meant to say the Eichel Yarek is why can't an Eichel Yarek, what's the tzad that an Eichel Yarek can't be mezamin? The few shittas that hold that somebody's an Eichel Yarek, he can't be mezamin for another two people. What's the reason why? Because there's no kvias for Paris. To be create a chiv zimun, you need a kvias. And we know that Paris don't have a kvias. That's what we saw the Lashem the Rishonim. If you have three people that need Paris, in kvias la Paris, and therefore there's no zimun. To make a zimun, you need a kvias of a suda. Paris is not a chiv, is not a kvias. If a pri would be a kvias, then everybody would agree that an Eichel Yarek could be mitzarif to another two people, even though he's not benching. The problem is that there is no kvias. Achilas Yerokos is not a kvias b'etzem. It's not, you don't sit down to make a kvias of Achilas Yarek. We saw that in Taisan Daf Mem Dalet. There's no kvias for Achilas Yarek. We saw also eating Isser is not a kvias, and therefore you're not mezamin. Any time that there's no kvias, there's no chiv zimun. But if Achilas Yarek would have a kvias, then everybody would agree that you could be mezamin even though you're not benching afterwards. And that's l'chor all that the Rishonim meant to say, that it's loigar me achilas yarek. Everybody would agree by achilas yarek, even though you're not benching, since you ate together, if it would be a kvias, then in a chanami you'd be able to be mezamin. The whole needin by achilas yarek is yarek a kvias or not? But al tzad that yarek was a kvias, then even though there's no benching, you still would be able to be mezamin. That's all that he wanted to say. So as long as that's our case. Our case, this guy ate a kvias. He had pas. He was kveya sudza together. He just got out benching now because he already benched. But the machayev for Zeman is not the benching. The machayev for Zeman is the kvias of eating together. And that's really, if you look at the Mishnah Berurah on this halacha, he's quoting the Ritva. The Ritva says, why a guy somebody that benches, why is he allowed to be mezamen? Aye, he already benched beforehand. So he says, why? You were kaveya to eat together. That's the mechayev. The mechayev is the kviyas biyachad. He just has a technical difficulty. You can't be mezamin. Zimun has to happen before benching, and it can't happen after benching. But fact, you understand the hazmana for benching. So zimun has to happen before benching, not after benching. He's mechayev. He himself personally can't be Yotze because he already benched, so he has a technical difficulty. But it's not that he's not mechuyev in Zimun. Zichri is mechuyev in Zimun because the mechayev of Zimun is not the benching. The mechayev of Zimun is the kviyas together. And as long as you have a kviyas together, then you're going to be mechuyev in Zimun. If technically you're not going to be able to be Yotze because you already benched, that's a zaitig point, but that's not going to get to the actual mechayev of Zimun. With this in mind, I think we can understand the Rabbeinu Yonah that we started off with. Rabbi Yonah said a big chiddush. He said that they were makabel on themselves, even though they didn't eat together. Shloisha shalachu kachas means they didn't start eating together. They were sat down to eat together, and they were makabel on themselves to eat together and be mezamen together. So it's like a kabbalah of a gamru b'daitin lasayis mitzvah zimun v'kivan shekiblu alein lasayis mitzvah yishlem l'kaimo. Since they're makabel themselves to be mekayim mitzvah, they have to mekayim it. That's the din of Shloisha Shalachu Kachas in Rishonim Lechalek. And we ask, so it's not a din in Zimun then. It sounds like it's a din in Nidri Mitzvah. What's it doing over here? The answer is no. This is the gather of Zimun. What's the Mechayev of Zimun? The mechayiv of Zimun is a kviyas together. The standard oifen of creating a kviyas together is by sitting down together and eating pas together. That's how you can make a kviyas together. However, if you could be koveir yourselves even without eating together, then you're also going to be mechayiv in Zimun. Another way of being mechayiv yourself in Zimun is to say, sit down and be mekavlin yourselves to be mezamen. Even if you haven't started eating together. The very fact you were mekabel on yourselves to eat and to bench together, even though you haven't started, you're ready mechuyev in zimun, and you can't any reshayin lechalik. So it's not just a din in nidre mitzvah. Rabbi Yehuda is telling me what the mechayev is being mazber to me. What the mechayev of zimun is? The mechayev of zimun is kvius. There's different ways of creating a kvius. Kvius either is by eating together. Either a kezayis, or saying hamoitzim, starting to eat together, like the Rishonim say, or we saw in the Gemara, neizav aneichal baduch plan. The Gemara says in Daf Mem Beis that was brought down in the Rishonim over here. The very fact that they said we're going to eat together in a certain place, the Gemara says, even though they all ate in a bikkur, they didn't eat in the same table together. They're not eating from the same kikur, they're not eating in the same table. Nevertheless, they all kevei al mokim, a general place. We're going to be in the national park together, and that's where we're going to eat. That's already a kviyas. That's considered that they're mechuyev in zimun. So that's what Rabbi Yehuda is saying. If you sat down together and you're makabel on yourself to eat, that's already a kviyas, that's mechayev in zimun. That is the mechayev of zimun b'chol.
All three have to eat?
Do all three have to eat? At least two of them have to eat. The third one has to eat yarek or drink or whatever, something. The chur that the...
You have to eat
because that's the zimun has only come together with the benching, certainly. Kokama that you're not eating together, then there's no benching. Certainly the zimun is only set together with the mitzvahs of birchas hamazon. Even as though it's not the birchas hamazon which is machayev, two people that didn't eat together and they're coming to bench together, there's no din zimun whatsoever. Either all benching together, that's not the machayev. The machayev for zimun is the eating together. Once you ate together, you have to bench together. But zikr, it's only with a benching, certainly. I will get to that, but Ezer Hashem, we're going to deal with that. Mirtz Hashem, all the pratim of what yeshiva it is, and if it's kavua seats and a not kavua seats, and machulu, Mirtz Hashem, we're going to get to that as we get to the halachas. Just the last nakuda, and that's the din of parv zimun minayu, is just to be mazur to fine tune this nakuda. We're saying that zimun is machayev you, the kviyas together is machayev you with zimun. But that's only to get to the original chiyuv. Once you have a chiyuv, once you were in his chayiv, then even without a kviyas, you could be mitzaref to somebody else. What is that case? What's that case that you're going to be mechuyev, even without a kviyas, you could be mechuyev in zimun? If you're ready in his chayiv and zimun beforehand, the Gemara says, enough nun. Inami kedomar revuno. Damar revuno gimel shobo mi gimel chaburis. Einan mishoin lichalik. Three people that come from three different chaburis are not able to be mechalik. Rashi says, gimel shobo mi gimel bnei adam. Gimel shobo mi gimel chaburis shogim bnei adam. Min his chayiv u elu bezimun. Va'omad echad mikol chabur v'nitzarfu shloish lechabur achas chayovin lezamen ve'inu rishon lechalik shkvar hukvu v'afilu le'ochlu elu ashloisha min shnitzarfu yachad shkvar gomu daitan sudasin rishenim. Comes along Rashi and he tells me that there's the yecholis to be mechuyev in zimun in a case that you didn't eat together with somebody shkvar gomru sudasin min rishenim. You're going to be mechayev together to be mezamen with another two people even though the three people didn't eat together. How is that? That's in a case of Gimel Shabo Mi Gimel Chaburis. What's that case? Just to be mazber a little bit to Gemara, we'll come back to this Nekudo. The Gemara says, what's it talking about? Amar Chizda Bu Shabo Mi Gimel Chaburis Shagimel Bnei Adam. That's Tafka, if each, you have three people, that each one of them came from an original group of three people. And Amar Rav Avala Yomar Loi Azmen Alayu Biduchtayu Akzimu Hanech Azmen Alayu Biduchtayu Avala Azmen Alayu Biduchtayu Porach Zimen Minayu. Comes along Rav and he says, this din that they give you mitzaref together is dafka if the original group that they had was not mezamen on them. But if their original group was mezamen, parech zimen minayu. What does it mean? The way that Rashi learns, he says it's talking about that you have a group of three people. Three people, first Rashi talks about four people, but in the case of Azman Alayo, he says if you have three people together in a group, you have three groups of three people. From each one of the three groups, one person booked out and went to the shuk. They all had a meeting there. It happens to be these three people had the meeting. So they all left their groups of lunch and they went to the shuk. Then the two people that are left in each group, they want to be mezamen. What do? They call the guy from the shuk, and the guy comes back and he answers to the zimun. So that's the case of Azmin Alayhu Bidiftayu. They were mezamin on him. Now, if that's the case, that they already answered the zimun, then they cannot go ahead and be mitzaref with the other people that they found in the shuk, because as parach zimun minayu, already the zimun was dissipated. There's no chiv zimun anymore. The question is, and then he brings the raya from mita shenechleko. The question is, this is what everybody asks, and this is really what the Rishonim ask. The three basic questions that the Rishonim ask. The Ritva, the Ramban, Rabbi Yonah asked part of them. He says the first question is that it doesn't pass the lashon of parach zimin minayu. They were yetzer der chiyuv. What does it mean parach zimin minayu? Parach zimin minayu is only shayich in a case where you're mechuyev and you're not able to be mekayim your chiyuv. In this case, they're ready mekayim their chiyuv. They already yetzer the chiyuv. They're ready yetzer their chiyuv zimun. He says, "B'chol, what's the chiddush of Rava? If they were yet to the zimun, of course they can be yet to another time. And also, why do you need a raya from mita? The case of mita l'chor b'chol is not daima at all. The case of mita is talking about that you split the mita, and the mita is no longer here, as opposed to the case that even when you bring it back afterwards, then the tumah doesn't come back. As opposed to the case of zimun, in that case of zimun, he never got split from his original chabura." He answered Zimun with his original Chaburo. So, what does it mean? What's this in Parah Zimun Minayu? Parah Zimun Minayu is mashma that Be'etzen they're Mechuyiv in Zimun, but they're not able to be Mezamin. According to the Pashup Shannon Rashi, mashma says that he was already Yoytzi Dechay Zimun. Not Parah Zimun Minayu, he already is Mekayim. It's like a person that takes the Lulav and Esrig on Tzukis. Say, once he took the Lulav and Esrig, Parah Mitzvah Lulav Minayu. He's Parah, not Parah. He was Mekayim as Mitzvah. He did what he had to do. Guy that benches, parach mitzvah, pirch zavazim rinei. What does it mean, b'chol? So, lulei demistafin amina, I think pashup pshat and Rashi is what Rabbeinu Yonah says, l'maister. Rabbeinu Yonah says a different pshat and Rashi, but l'chura, Rashi lefaneinu, l'chura learned like Rabbeinu Yonah. That means that when the third person came back from the shuk and answered, was he yaitse or was he not yaitse? We saw this in Machlekes Rishonim. Rabbeinu Yonah says, you're not yaitse. The Beis Yitzchak brings down from the Rambam, they are yaitse. Rashi Kinnira learns, like Rabbeinu Yoino, that the third person is not Yetze when he comes back. That means he answers, but he's not Yetze. Similar to the case we just said before, where a guy that benches, he could be answer for somebody else and help them out with their Zimun, and nevertheless he himself not be Yetze. So too, or a guy that stops him over Suda, and he's not interested in answering. He could be help the other two people be Yetze, but he himself is not Yetze. We find such a Musik that the third person, he himself is not Yetzer, but nevertheless he enables the other two people to be Yetzer. L'chor, that's Pasha, that's how Rashi learned. Rashi learned that Luli de Mistafin Amino. That's how Rashi learned that in a Hanami, the third person that left to the Shuk, when he came back to answer, he answered, but he himself was not Yetzer. He helped the other people be Yetzer, he himself was not Yetzer. Mamela, the Chiddush of the Gemara is, even though he himself wasn't Yetzer, and so too the other two people that he meets up with in the Shuk, were in the same situation as him, also were not Yetzer. Nevertheless, they parach zimin minayu. Since their group, their original group, already benched, Mamela Rezir is mezamin, they lost the ability to be mezamin. Tosfos learns slightly differently. Tosfos says, what's the case? Akdimi was hani v'azmin alayu b'duchtayu. Pirish she'ochal kol echon me'ashloisho, v'hifsik l'shtayim shoyim v'subin imoy. Arazon, kidis aleil. Parachev zimin me'aleim, k'loimer p'tur min hazimin, v'shoyin, Vishoyin Atali Chalik. Rashi Lepirishkin, he says. He says that the case is not that one person from each group went out to the shuk and came back to answer. No. One person in each group was in the middle of eating when the other two people wanted a bench, and he stopped to answer for them. In that case, in a Hanami, he's already Paruch Zimun Minayu. Since he already answered, then he's not Mukhayev anymore in Zimun. And the question is like the Rishonim asked. That's the question. Of course, he answered, he's ready Mekayim Mizchayev Zimun. L'chur Atosis, you have to say, learn like the Rush. That it's talking about that afterwards, these three people all finish their suda together with the other people, with each other. In other words, each one of these people was in a group of three. They answered in the middle of the suda to the two people. The two people left, and then the one person that was left from each of the group got together with the other two people, and they finished their suda. They all ate together a new sudo. It was the hemshech of the original sudo, but it's a new sudo. Comes along with the Gemara and says, Parag Zimun Minayo, once they already were mezamen on the beginning of the sudo, even though they have a new sudo at the end of the sudo, they're ready one zimun per sudo. Parag Zimun Minayo. There's no din of being mezamen twice on the same sudo. Actually, Tosfos says, Paturin min zimun. It's mashma, maybe that they could be mezamen if they want to. But Zichra, there's no chiv zimun in such a case. But that's only say whether you learn like Rashi, say whether they learn like Tesis. This is all talking about a case where the original group was mezamen on them. But in a case where the original group was not mezamen, that means that they all booked out, and the original group was left with two people. So farfal, they lost their ability to be mezamen. These three people come together in the shuk. One person from each of the three groups comes together in the shuk, and they don't eat together. They sit down together. Are they mechuyev and zimun or not? Says Rashi, the mechuyev. Vafilu le'achlu elu ashleishim mishin star v'yachan shkvar gomer sudas in mirashenim. Salafi Rashi, Salafi Taisis. Even if they're not eating together with the second people, they just came. The original group was not mezamen on them. They come together in the shuk. All these three people that were part of an original group that was not mezamen, the luck is as soon as they sit down, even without eating, they're mechuyev and zimun. Why is that? This is already a din. They were already mechuyev and zimun beforehand. The whole din of kviyas that we mentioned up until now was dafka to create the original chiv of zimun. You need a kviyas, either eating together, or being kavei amokim together, or being mekavlan yourself together, or by a chasana, we'll see in the halacha, even if they're not eating together, if everybody came for the same purpose, like by a chasana. We'll talk about the corona chasanas. Everybody's in a different room. They made a chasanas in a cheder, in a school. And they had 10 people in each group, in every room. Chasan would bounce around in between each one. Say Mazel Tov. Could they be mitzaref or not? They all came. They didn't eat together b'chol. There you could be. You have a shamash mitzaref. Maybe they could be. You have. I think that they actually put down the food beforehand. The food was already there. I don't know if they had a shamash mitzaref then. But could it be? Since they all came for the same purpose, they're all eating for the same purpose. That is the kviyas itself. That's to create the original chiyuv. But once you already have a chiyuv, once you're ready in this chayiv in the original group, then you don't need any kviyas to be mischayiv. As long as you have three people that come and sit together, even without a kviyas, without being kaveh amaka, without eating together, since they're ready in mischayiv beforehand, all they need to do is fear ice the original chiyuv. That they could do even without eating together, without creating a kviyas.